Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Pastor Mososwi, and happy Sabbath in advance.
Good afternoon to you.
Are you well this Friday? It's a happy Friday, by the way.
Yes. I'm doing very well indeed.
Ah, lovely. Happy Friday to you indeed. Well, we're concluding our conversation on our belief in God the Father. God the Father desires to have a relationship with each and every one of His people. He loves His children with an everlasting love, and He wants to spend time with just all of us. Now imagine the God of the universe doesn't just want to know about us, but He wants to spend time with us. And of course, if you're listening out there, wouldn't you want to also know about Him? Yes, because He also wants to know about you. But how does a human being really, really know God? Can a human being claim to know God? Well, at the end of this conversation, we would have also dealt with that. But before we get there, Pastor, how does God the Father relate to His children?
Well, God has given us, in the model prayer that Christ gave us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, Jesus taught us to address God as our Father.
Mm.
And so, when we look at God as our Father, we can see that there is an intimate relationship between God and us. God relates with us in a very intimate way. I am a parent, and because I'm a parent, I know how I relate with my children. I know the intimate relationship between me and the children.
Mm.
So there is a very strong bond of union between us and God, the same relationship that we have with the parents, that's the kind of a relationship that God wants to have with us.
Mm.
Of course, it's an ideal relationship that we have with our parents.
Well, quite interesting. Now, would you say we are all His children as humanity? Is that the view that we hold, that all of us under the sun, you know, the inhabitants of the earth, are we His children, like automatically? Or who qualifies to be a child of God, if not?
Yes. Before I get to that question, let me just also, just to emphasize the relationship that we have with God, let me also bring to your attention Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24. Again, I just want to underscore the relationship that God has with us. God says, the Apostle Paul says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for her.
Mm.
And in this passage, if we look at a few verses in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, we see that the relationship between Christ, between God and us, is like that of a husband to his bride. Very intimate kind of a relationship. So when we look at our relationship with God, it is a relationship that is very strong intimacy.
Mm.
Yeah. Now we can go to your other question.
Yeah.
Your second question is, you have asked, can you rephrase it?
I'm saying that are we all automatically God's children as inhabitants of the earth? Do we all automatically qualify to be God's children? You know, all 8 billion of us in on earth, or some are and some are not?
Okay. We become God's children by choice. I'll share with you a couple of verses which tell us that.
Mm.
in Psalms chapter 56, verse 3, it says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. That means at the time of my birth, I come into this world estranged from God. Mm. I come into this world alienated from God.
Okay.
So
it's very interesting.
I can also share a couple of other verses that tell us that.
Okay.
So I am not naturally a child of God.
Mm.
Romans chapter 8, verse 9 also says, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his.
Mm.
So it means that we can only be God's children when we have the Spirit of God that is abiding within us. And then verse 14 of the same chapter of Romans chapter 8 also says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Mm. So we are the sons of God only by choice, not as a result of our birth into this world. Didn't Jesus say also in John chapter 4, verse 44, when he was referring to those who did not follow him, he said, you belong to your father, the devil.
Mm.
Isn't that? I think that makes it very clear that we become God's children by choice.
I see.
When we make a decision to belong to him.
Yeah. So are you saying that it is us who choose God? God does not choose us? Is that what I'm hearing you to be saying?
God has chosen us from the beginning. That's what Ephesians says. In the book of Ephesians, it says that God chose all of us. He predestined all of us for salvation.
Mm.
But when we do not accept God's invitation, then we remain alienated.
Mm. Well, interesting, very interesting indeed. Now, how should we approach him then as a father?
How should we approach
him,
God, as
a father?
Mm. Yes, how should we approach him as a father?
Yeah.
In Hebrews chapter, in Hebrews chapter 4, we are told in verse 16 that when we approach God, it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In other words, when we are approaching God, we should have that confidence that God is going to accept us.
Yeah.
We should have that courage. We should not have doubts in our minds as to whether God is going to accept us. Is he going to accept my plea? Am I acceptable before him? The Apostle Paul says, when we come before God, we must approach him with boldness and confidence.
Mm.
He also says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, when we approach God, we approach him with faith. I think it's linked to the idea of confidence.
Mm-mm-mm.
It says, without faith, that's 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please him. I think faith is also linked with the idea of being confident that God is capable, God is able and willing to fulfill all what he has promised when it comes to our salvation experience.
Mm. Yeah. Now, how do our relationships with our own earthly fathers impact how we view God as a father?
When we have a good relationship with our fathers, with our parents, and we can sense how gracious they are to us, somehow it paints a picture of God in the eyes of the children.
Mm.
We become sort of like the pictures of God for our children. So children who have very loving parents, who have very patient parents, forgiving parents, they see in their parents a reflection of the character of God. So I think it challenges each one of us to reflect that character of God in our interactions, within our interactions in the, within the family.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, we have arrived at the conclusion of our discussion about God the Father. What are your concluding remarks there?
My concluding remarks are that each one of us needs to have a very special, intimate relationship with God, because that is the basis for our salvation. And without that relationship with God, we cannot be part of His family. So I urge each one to take time. It takes time. Read the scriptures.
Yep.
Talk to Him.
Mm.
And as we talk to Him, we begin to develop that intimacy with Him.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure, you know, having these discussions with you. When we started on Wednesday, you know, it was not an easy discussion. And of course, we eased into it. And what, you know, some gems of information we've gotten from you. Thank you so much for joining us. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.